You're listening to episode 270 of Women Worldwide. What does it mean to be fully present and conscious in everything that you do? And do you know how to tap into this consciousness? Well, I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. How are you and how are you feeling? From my team and myself, we really hope that you're staying safe and you're all healthy. And we so appreciate your time and attention with everything that's going on around you right now. And we're hearing from you, which is so important. All of your feedback and sharing your challenges helps us to line up guests that share these amazing stories and advice for you. So let's get to today's topic and special guest. Being present and consciousness. What does it mean to be fully conscious? Are you aware? How are you tapping into this consciousness? And can you do it on your own? Or maybe you need help? Well, today's special guest joining me on the show is Maria, I hope I say the name right, Zapuscak. And Maria, very interestingly, is an access consciousness facilitator. She's also a Right Voice Being You certified facilitator, and she's going to have to explain what this is. And at the same time, she's a mediator, and she works in corporate America as well. She has two companies. One is an accounting firm, and the other is a self-development company. Maria, it is great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you very much for having me. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Well, it's a pleasure. And I know I left a lot of things out of your bio because there are many accolades. I'd like to start off with that question a little bit about how does one become an access consciousness facilitator? And why did you choose that path?
So, first of all, I always considered myself as a seeker. I always knew that there was something more to life, and there must be something greater. And I was, like you said, I was in a corporate job. I was living a normal, ordinary life, and from most people's perspective, I had it all. I had a perfect job. I had a perfect husband and a beautiful child. And I wasn't really happy. I just became a shadow of myself. I wasn't laughing anymore. I wasn't joyful. There was something missing in my life. And as I'm a seeker, I had to do whatever it took for me. I was searching through everything, and I was always looking for something outside myself to make me better, to make me feel good. But that was the whole thing that I got to. Just felt a little bit better, but nothing really changed in my life. My life was still the same. I still woke up unhappy, and I still wanted to change everything. So then I came across a thing called Access Bars, which is the first step in Access Consciousness, the modality. It's a hands-on process. It is a wonderful tool that after that, I basically my whole view on life, my whole view on how I was functioning in the world, how I was functioning with people around me, and how I saw myself changed dynamically.
It coming from inside rather than seeking on the outside. Was that the realization?
Yes, that basically, I started to see myself differently. I started to become happier and grateful for myself. I started to realize that I was the one that was creating everything in my life. And if I was creating the things that I didn't like, then I must have also created the things. I could also create things that I do like or change the things that I didn't like. So I became empowered. I knew that I was that magic wand that I was always looking for outside myself. And fast forward, so I cut the story shorter. I took a few more classes and I saw what that created in my life and in other people's lives that were also attending those classes. And I said to myself, I really want to share this with the world. I want people to know this exists. And I therefore became an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator so I could spread the tools and spread the information and work with people in that way.
That's awesome. So somebody who isn't feeling quite right about, they might on the outside, it might look picture perfect, but they don't exactly feel that everything is going the way that they would like it to. What are some of the, how do you step back and start that process? What would be a couple of steps, even just to realize that you are the creator, to feel empowered?
Well, this is the whole thing that was created by my choice. First of all, what I do in these situations, they also come up now, even though all of these tools are available, because life is life. You just go through life, you choose, you create, and all of life really comes to you. But with these tools that I had was all of life comes to me basically with less problem, with less turmoil, with more ease. And one of the tools I really like to use is, first of all, to start the day when I wake up. First of all, when we wake up, usually when we stand in front of a mirror, first, we see what is not okay, what is to judge, or what we don't like.
Negative.
Yeah. Usually, most people, and mostly people that I talk to and that I'm in contact with, they first go to what's negative, what's not right, what is not there, instead of what is there. To see you as, to start looking at what you are grateful for. And therefore, you just turn everything on its head and you start seeing the things that you start acknowledging and seeing and recognizing the things you do like. And the more, we all know that the more you put attention, what you put attention on grows.
Right.
So basically, when you start, yes, when you start looking, start consciously and start being present what you are grateful for, you start finding things that you are grateful for. If you just look for things that you don't like, that will become bigger, and that you will actually get what you're asking for, more of negative, more of what you don't like. But if you just focus your attention, if you just turn it on its head and start looking at what you do like or what you are grateful for, more of that will come, and you will start recognizing that more in your life with yourself and also with others.
You know, I was just reading a book by Joe Vitale. I don't know if you know Joe Vitale, but you do. Okay, so his book about the art and science of results, he was talking about the pencil, how you can find the simplest object and be grateful. And, you know, he starts out saying that pencil, unfortunately, it was at a time that he was really down and having a hard time. He's like, this pencil could be to write my suicide note. this pencil could be to write something negative. But then he switched it and he became grateful for this pencil could write a story. This pencil could write a sonnet. This pencil could do so many things. So it really is in just finding something simple to be grateful for. It's really interesting.
That is really brilliant that you mentioned that, because it is. It's just that is actually one of the tools that I wanted to use was your point of view creates your reality. And the way we see things starts showing up as our reality. So if we see the glass as half empty, then we will always see everything empty and the lack of it. But if we see the glass half full, or if we see what we can be grateful for with the pencil, for example, and with everything in our life, we can then start creating everything in that way,
right,
in that manner. And yes, and it's also really our point of view that creates everything that we do have in our life and the way it shows up in our life.
It's almost like saying, and I know this is from the books that I'm reading, that all of the thoughts you've had in the past create the moment that you're in right now. And if you just change your thoughts and access that consciousness, which you help people to do, you can create that new reality, because what you're thinking and feeling becomes the outcome.
Yes, that is true. And what we feel and what we think then also goes into our actions, and our actions also create our life. We choose everything. We basically, our life as we have it now is a set of choices we made or are still making. So it's all due to every choice we made. And like in the beginning, we were talking about being conscious. Being conscious is basically being present with every choice you make, with every feeling, every thought, every emotion, and being engaged with everything around you, and not judging it, just being with it,
right,
and receiving everything that can be created with that.
Amazing. And being that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, can you imagine? Okay, Maria, I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts just for a moment. We're going to shift our focus over to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Routledge Publishing. And Routledge is, do you know Routledge? Have you ever heard of them?
Not really. Not so far. Not till now.
No, that's all right. So they are one of the leading publishers of textbooks and academic journals. And they happen to be the publisher of my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And in this book, I have answered over 150 questions that are related to communications, public relations, marketing, social media, building relationships. So I thought it'd be fun if I asked you a question and you answer it from the book.
Love that. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So your question is question number 84. How do you push beyond the familiar boundaries? Because clearly accessing consciousness is that.
First of all, that acknowledgement of that what is, that this is a boundary or, for example, a limitation. And then starting to not have a point of view about it. If we align and agree if we resist and react to something, that this becomes our reality. And if we see it as a limitation or as something that could stop us, that is basically what will happen, what we will create. So one of my tools, my favorite tools to use is being an interesting point of view. So everything is just interesting. It's not right or wrong, or good or bad. It's just interesting. So if you see everything as just an interesting point of view, then everything is possible and you have all sorts of choices available. And then everything you look at as a boundary or as a problem or as a limitation does not have to be that anymore, because you can start looking at it in a different way change your point of view about it. And then you see all sorts of other information that you might not have had before because you were just looking at it in a certain way. And then your viewpoint is wider and you see maybe things that you did not know about it before, or maybe information comes in that you didn't know about a certain situation. So therefore, you can change it if you want to, or just change your point of view about it. Excellent. And just be in allowance of it if you can't really change it.
That was a really good answer. You're releasing so much resistance and just opening up your frame of reference. Brilliant. Thank you so much for answering that question. And a big thank you to Routledge for sponsoring this episode. Okay, Maria, let's dive back into our conversation. So, we talked all about the accessing your consciousness. I love what you just said about that interesting and open perspective. Everybody faces challenges, but I'm having this feeling that when you are more conscious, you're seeing things differently. But do you have any challenges? Do they change after you become awakened from your consciousness? What do challenges look like, or maybe not?
So thank you for this question, because it's really amazing. People usually think when you start working on yourself, when you start raising your consciousness or becoming more conscious or becoming more present, that you don't have problems anymore, or that you don't have challenges. But the basic thing is, you do. Life just is. People choose what they choose. They act like they act. The world still goes on. And of course, you come across things that might not be the way you would like them in that moment, or they're not the easiest. And you can call them challenges. There are times that I'm not, nobody's perfect. And also there comes a time where something happens that I forget to use the tools, or I bump against the wall. But usually before I started using the tools, it took longer for me to change it, or I might have complicated things more.
Yeah.
Now I just... first of all, when that happens, if I don't have a good day, or if I have a bad day, first of all, I don't judge myself anymore about that. I am actually in allowance of me and of everyone in the situation, which really creates faster change. And people also start, reacting or interacting in a different way.
Right.
Than they did before. There are not so many conflicts, and even if they are, they are faster resolved. Or I don't even have to. I don't have to be right anymore. Like I used to have this tendency to be right. Oh yes, and this person is wrong. I'm right, or I'm wrong, and this person is right. I just look at the situation or the person from a bigger picture perspective.
And you say interesting.
And see, yes, I do actually start looking at it more interestingly. And mm-hmm. I use the tool, for example, interesting point of view. I have this point of view, or interesting point of view. They have this point of view, because everything is just every point of view sure. is basically interesting from that perspective.
I'd rather mm-hmm. be happy than right.
Yes.
In certain cases, I choose happiness. That's important feeling.
That's basically really brilliant, because that is amazing, because we also everything in Access Consciousness and in my life is about it's so much better to be joyful and happy than just to be right in your point of view. And it doesn't have to be struggle. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be like life can be ease.
And we need more ease, clearly. Now, on that note, what changes have you seen? Maybe just point out a couple with people who have gone through this with you, who are tapping into their true consciousness.
mostly, like we said before, they have more ease in their life. There's more joy in their life. There's more happiness in their life. There is everything is changing, and basically they usually don't have that many problems anymore.
Because their frame of reference has changed, right? You don't, things that come to you, which might have been a problem before, they don't look the same way.
Yeah. And it's like we were talking in the beginning about your point of view creates your reality. And I also like to say this, which wolf are you going to feed? The one that you feed becomes stronger and greater. So if you feed the wolf of problems, this one's going to be bigger and more present in your life. But if you feed the wolf of happiness, of joy, of ease, and all these spaces and energies, then that becomes more present in your life. And that is what your life becomes. You start creating more of that in your life and less of the problems or the difficulties. And you also, the thing we focus on, like we said, becomes more apparent. So if we focus on the things we desire more, then that will show up in our life. And if we focus on the things we don't desire, we will have more of that. So which wolf would you
choose? Right, which are you going to choose? Exactly. That was a really good analogy with the wolf. So what motivates you just to show up every day and to do what you're doing?
Well, the motivation is my life being so different and change everywhere and everything. It becomes fun. Your mm-hmm. life becomes fun. And also when you see people change and the gratitude they express and the ease they have in their life, it's almost like they have miracles. And they share that with you, that it doesn't get better than, I mean, it always can get better than that. But I love to wake up with that. I love to share and interact with people who use these tools and their life changes. And that motivates me so much.
That's awesome. Well, Maria, you're not going to believe it, but we're at the advice question, even though you've given so much advice already. If you could just round it out, what would you say to all of those women worldwide listeners and people who are watching on YouTube about taking that step to access consciousness?
So first of all, start by being grateful for you, for every choice you have made so far, because it led you to where you are now. And then what if you could be happy? What if your life could be ease, joy, and glory, and happiness, and fun, instead of difficulty and problems and what you don't like? So like we said already, your point of view creates your reality. And what would you like to create in your life? If you could have anything, if you could have infinite choice, if your life was your choice, what would you like to create with that?
Excellent. And it is. With the worldwide listeners, it is your choice, clearly, from what Maria has said. Maria, can you just share where people can find out more about you and your very important work that you're doing?
You can find me on my website. It's www.marjazapusek.net. I hope I spelled that correctly.
And also show notes, don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And also in social media. So you can find me in Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. And also if you want to go on the website, Access Consciousness website, I also have a profile there. So you can find me there too.
Excellent. Maria, thank you so much for sharing your journey to consciousness and letting everybody know how they can find joy and happiness and be grateful and really how to change lives. So thank you.
Thank you so much for this conversation and for you having me here and for me being able to talk about this. Thank you.
Thank you. It was meant to be. So for all of you out there, hope that you're going to go and be grateful, wake up in a different way, like Maria said. And as you do, as you're becoming happy and making choices and changing your lives, share. Always let us know how you're doing. We want you to know that you are never alone. We are listening, and we're going to bring guests like Maria, fantastic guests, to help you. And with that, friends, stay healthy, focused, energized, and feeling empowered. And thanks again, Maria.
Thank you, Deirdre.